back to Balls and Beers, everybody. Your favorite MLS prediction show is back here for week number 9. We're looking to get out of the hole that we have put ourselves into in the first 2 months of the season. So how did we do in that that eighth week to round out that last month? Before we get to that, Mr. David Arona.
Hey, what's going on?
And Mr. Bobby Lepe.
Hey, everybody.
And I'm your host, Louis Barone. All right. So, the results of week number 8. The winner of week number 8, Bobby. Bobby will win week number 8.
But by how much?
Yeah. Did not score positive. -4 points for Bobby is tops in week 8, which is obviously the trend that's been here in season number 7. So Bobby will not get an extra double down for week number 9. I don't think that mattered anyways, because Bobby has not been using his double downs either way. In second place is yours truly, -11 points. I actually posted a better record than Bobby. I had one more victory than him, but I ended up losing that double down. So obviously that didn't hurt. I didn't help my cause. And at the bottom of the standings, David with -15, so not too far behind, but still continuing his. So here's the crazy thing about David's score. I did this over and over again. I was like, wow, how is that even possible? So I had 6 victories, -11 points. Not victories, 6 games called correctly.
Right.
David only had 3 games called correctly and was only 4 points behind me. So his score seemed like it could have been worse. However, he did hit his double down. That was one of the ones he hit. Yeah. So obviously you can see how important that is. It is a game changer, but it's a game changer both ways. So this season it's been going, you know, the wrong direction for us. The overall standings. I remain at the top at -51. Bobby, you're in second, -61. He's still within. Yeah, he's still very well within striking distance. And at the bottom of the standings, officially, unofficially winning the regaining the wooden spoon is David. He is down at -135, and Man. Yeah. So, I mean, the fact that he's that deep this early in the season is obviously not a good indicator. And obviously you're eyeing at what is the record for futility. And believe it or not,
I'm mad that the wooden spoon got taken away from me. That's what's happening.
I mean, it had to be, right? David's holds the record for least amount of points at any given time. In the season, I believe he ended up with it back in season number 5, I believe, -263. So he's literally have to go double what he has right now, but he still has about, you know, 3/4 of the season to go. So that's probably what David is, you know, either aiming for or really trying to avoid, because he is on pace to break that record by quite a bit. So, all right, let's see if we can, you know, do something about that here in week number 9. David, go ahead and crack that beer open.
I'm cracking this one, going my Tioga Sierra beer, and I'm going to be pouring this into my Common Space Brewery glass that I got at the Onesie Threads pop-up this past weekend.
Did you open it?
Oh, I did. God damn it. I forgot to do the thing, didn't I?
I heard absolutely nothing.
Well, that was nice. I'll open another one in a little while to celebrate right. The rest of it.
All right. That's fair. Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. Game number 1, Atlanta versus Cincinnati. David, you fumbled the beer open. Bobby, we're going to go with you. Start off.
David. Okay. Lewis, you said, see, I'm fumbling now.
Oh my God.
Thinking about my voice isolation beer fumble there.
Okay.
God damn it. Since it's on, I'm just going to throw this in my can.
What's the game we're talking about? Sorry.
Atlanta, Cincinnati.
I knew that. You didn't gotta tell me. Jeez, it was a draw. Confidence of two.
I'm just gonna make all kinds of like Foley noises now, knowing that you guys can't hear anything on my side. Yeah, Atlanta, Cincinnati. Looking at Cincinnati, we gave them a lot of respect in this season. I would be curious to see how many of the Cincinnati results that we have guessed correctly so far, or games involving Cincinnati that we hit so far. I don't know if it's going to be many. I don't think I've hit a single Cincinnati game that I've called yet in their favor, I should say. Atlanta doing okay. I think they're doing okay. They're at home. Cincinnati struggling. I'm going to give Atlanta the win here. Confidence of two.
Well, Cincinnati obviously not doing as well as last season. Thought maybe once they got back from Champions Cup, things would turn around. Not so much. They're kind of struggling at the moment. Obviously, the record isn't too bad, but they're not really looking that good. The wins that they do have come from bottom feeders. They've lost their last two games, unable to win their last three. It's just, yeah, they've lost Vasquez, and I think that's probably hurting them more than, you know, anticipated. Atlanta technically is below the standings, further down the standings than Cincinnati, only by one. However, Atlanta does have a game on hand. Atlanta's at home. I think they are more liable to score here than Cincinnati. I'm not down on Cincinnati too much. I still think they'll make the playoffs, but I just don't think they're as strong of a team as we kind of expected them to be. I'm going to take the home team here. I'm taking Atlanta. Confidence of two. Montreal versus Orlando. This is kind of an interesting game for me. David, what do you say?
Interesting how Orlando got only their second victory this past weekend against, I want to say, a short-sighted team, but I can't remember. I think I watched the last like 5 minutes of that game on MLS 360. Montreal getting getting a home win in their first home game. They're playing at home again. They're doing pretty well considering they've had a lot of road games. And they're going up against a struggling Orlando side. I am locking Montreal.
Yeah, I mean, for the same many reasons that David brought up, I'm going to have to be on Montreal's side here. I just can't expect Orlando, this poor Orlando side, to do anything in Montreal. Especially when Montreal is pretty confident at home at the moment. So, yeah, Montreal, confidence of three.
So this is interesting to me because I'm not really what to make of Montreal. Are they good? Are they not? I don't remember if it was last year or the year before that where we said this is probably one of the more wishy-washy teams in MLS. Might be the case this time around, although I think the jury's still out because they barely played their first home game last week. They started off 6 on the road, so it's kind of hard to, you know, gauge. And they're still in a playoff spot, considering the fact that they started off 6 games on the road. That's still pretty good. So I'm kind of leaning more toward the, you might have something here. Orlando, who I had picked to win the Supporter Shield, is in 13th. And as David said, had barely picked up their second victory of the season last week against DC United, a team that is capable of scoring, at least statistically, who, again, weren't doing too bad, had only lost one game up until that point, up until last week. So it's one of those games where, like, okay, not really sure if either of you are pretenders or contenders right now, but going up against each other makes this kind of interesting. As of right now, Orlando, I've lost faith in them. Maybe that road victory against DC United changes things, but Montreal plays another home game. I'm going to go with them. Make it unanimous. Confidence of two for me. Columbus versus Portland is our next game. David?
Yeah, I'm gonna give this one to Columbus. Portland away from home. They've also been kind of wishy-washy for me. I think Columbus getting the win here is so I was wrong about last week. I thought that was it Gucho was going to be back. I had failed to notice that he was back, and then he got a red card. So he was suspended again. I think now he is back for sure. He served his suspension last week. And so I think they'll get the win here. Confidence of three.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'm going to wake up Columbus. Confidence of two.
So I was not sold on Portland. I think the entire way through I said I'm just not sold on this team. I think they're pretenders right now. I don't think that their new signing from, I want to say America, it was a striker. I don't think he's come in yet. But as of right now, they haven't convinced me of anything. Columbus, on the other hand, is still the defending champions. They're still the lone team in the Champions Cup, eliminating Tigres on the road, becoming the first MLS side to beat a Mexican side via penalties. And this without, you know, their big guy. So kind of have to give the benefit of the doubt to Columbus on pretty much any random match that they're in. No Champions Cup this week, midweek. They're at home against Portland. I'm going to agree with the guys that make it unanimous, and I am locking Columbus for this game. Miami versus Nashville. Bobby. Okay, David, give us your pick. Yeah, David.
okay, Miami. Look, man, Messi's back. The gang is getting back together. I do believe it was Jordi Alba that went out with the injury, but I do think that, you know, they'll be able to survive that one. Nashville coming on the road. I think Miami has this. I have a confidence of three.
Yeah, I mean they're gonna win this one for sure. Miami, confidence of three.
So yeah, Miami been eliminated from Champions Cup. They can now fully focus on MLS. They're playing against a Nashville side that, you know, is kind of pesky when it comes to defense. Lots of draws coming from Nashville. They're currently sitting in 14th place in the Eastern Conference. I don't think any of us had them that far down. I think I had them around 8th or 9th. So 14 is definitely below where most of us had them, at least, you know, up until this point. Miami, on the other hand, in first place in the East and the Support Shield. Just barely, though. But they're at home. They got the firepower. I don't think Nashville has the offense to beat this team. So, once again, I'm going to make it unanimous. Once again, I will lock the home side. I'm taking Miami with the five. NYCFC versus DC United. David.
Oh, man, I wanted to give NYCFC the win here, but I started thinking about DC United and their kind of like okayishness, if that's even a word. I'm going to give this one the okayishness game of the week. It's a draw, confidence two.
Sir, only Bobby is allowed to make up words.
I don't know, man. I can't give that. I can't give no okayishness to that team. They're just not good. I think they're still very poor. I think they've actually they were doing better the tail end of their season last year. They were doing better than they are now. So I can't. And NYCFC, I'm gonna have to just give them the home field advantage. I still don't think they're a great. They're not that good of a team at the moment right now. But they just came from a win against New England, which is not saying much at home. But no traveling. Staying at home. They know their grounds. Confidence of three. New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wasn't really sure which way to go here. I obviously don't have too much confidence in New York. DC I would have more confidence in, but not on the road. I didn't really know which way to go. I kind of feel like this game can go in any direction. And as I was contemplating that and thinking about that, I kind of figured this would have been the Balls and Beers Cup, because that's how usually that goes. Or if it can go either way, one of us is going to pick something different. Or each of us will pick something different. But in the end, I'm going to agree with David here. I just couldn't pick a winner. And I guess I'm just trying for extra points because we're so far down the hole. I'm going to take the draw here. Confidence of 2. Toronto versus New England.
Garbage cup.
Okay, so I would say garbage. Yeah. I was like, there really isn't any other game that even comes close to this. Technically speaking, Toronto is currently in a playoff spot, which kind of like, oh, maybe it isn't garbage cup. You still don't want to watch this game. It still stinks, and there's literally no other game that's going to match the not okay-ishness of either of these teams. It's definitely the garbage cup, guys. David, talk to me.
Man, like all garbage cups, I should be picking a draw here, but I'm giving the slight edge to Toronto. I'm giving them the win, confidence of 2.
Yeah, I don't know what early Bobby was thinking, but he for some reason gave it to New England Revolution at a confidence of 1. We'll see what happens.
Well, it's a garbage cup, and like most garbage cups here, we don't know where to go. So either we're all going draws or we're all picking something different. Well, it's the Balls and Beers Cup, guys. I went with the draw. I could not pick a winner here. Both teams are absolutely horrible. I actually didn't even want to go with the draw because each team only has 1 draw, so it's not very likely that'll happen. But, man, I'm not giving any sort of confidence to either one of these sides. So we stuck with the draw here. Confidence of 2. Chicago versus RSL. Now, it's not interesting, but I also don't want to say this is a skip pick. Normally I would say skip pick, but for some reason I'd want to watch this game. Bobby, let's hear it.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know where to go on this one. I feel like they both cancel each other out, even in Chicago. We know RSL could be a good away team. I'm going to go with the draw, confidence of 1.
RSL, I think, is probably a good team. I think we say that a lot about RSL. I think Chicago is trying really hard to be an okay team. Like, I really do. They're a dumpster fire still, but they're trying not to be, which is new for them for a while. With that said, I think they have enough to eke a draw out here in the Windy City. I'm going to give Chicago a confidence of 3.
So what makes this kind of interesting for me is that after RSL lost Ruiz, we figured, or at least I figured, that, there's not really much that's going to happen after that. They're probably going to suck. They lost him for the season, and that's probably a huge blow. Yet they are in 5th place in the Western Conference, only 3 points behind the Galaxy, who's sitting first. And they've got some pretty good games under their belt on the road as well. So I was like, interesting. Chicago, as David said, they're trying. And keep in mind that they are in a much tougher conference than RSL is in, right? So that being said, Chicago with 9 points isn't doing too bad right now. 2-3-3, which is still below the playoff line, but could go up to 8th with 1 more point. Only 1 point behind the 7th, 8th place. 2 points behind 6th place Atlanta. So they're still very much within striking distance. Granted, it's only 2 months in, and everyone's still very much bunched up. But they actually have some interesting results. New York Red Bulls, personally, I think they're probably the best team in MLS at the moment. And they got a draw on the road. As I said last week, it's so Metro. They beat Houston, which is kind of something there. They beat Montreal, which I'm not sure what that means. Like I said, wishy-washy and so unsure. But they've got something like there. I'm just not sure they're getting it together. And that's why I think this game is kind of interesting. This is why I want to watch how these teams play and match up against each other. And that being said, I didn't really know where to go. I wanted to pick Chicago, but RSL has gotten my respect as well. I agree with the guys. I'm going to make this unanimous. I couldn't pick a winner here, and I'm going to go with the draw, confidence of 2. Houston versus Austin. So we got an interstate rivalry here. Bobby, what do you say?
Literally the same thing for the opposite reasons. I'm going to go with the draw, confidence of 1.
What's funny too is that this whole time as Lewis is like ramping up to ask either one of us what we're going to pick for this, I'm glad that he went with Bobby first, because I'm like, I don't know what my reasoning is. I still don't know, by the way. I don't know. Houston, confidence in 2.
Wow. I mean, so this is actually kind of interesting that you guys would think this, because I don't give any credit to Austin.
Sure.
Since I think I've mentioned this before, earlier in the season, since Austin traded away Diego Fagundes, they have only won 2 games, mm-hmm. which is crazy to me. They're down in 11th place at 3 games. I'm sorry, 3 games. Down in 11th place. I have absolutely no confidence in them. Houston is sitting in 3rd place in the Western Conference, 2 points behind the Galaxy, and they have a game on hand. I think the only thing that kind of like made me slip up again with Houston is that they ended up losing to Chicago, who I just talked about. But other than that, Houston is like one of the – it's they're not flashy. They never have been. But like last year, they got the job done, and this year – also, gained the job done. Only 2 losses, 4 wins, a draw. They're not doing too bad. They're in 3rd place. Again, 1 game away from 1st. They're at home against a very weak Austin side. Doesn't know how to win games. Guys, this is a no-brainer for me. This is a 5. I don't know what you guys are seeing. Kansas City versus St. Louis. Well, Bobby, this is Kansas City. We're starting with you.
All right, Kansas City versus St. Louis. I think St. Louis, what did they do last week? They won against Austin. That's not saying much at home. Now they're going to be going on the road to SKC, which is not an easy place to win. So I'm seeing a draw here with a confidence of 2.
I'm liking my pick. I picked Kansas City to beat a very, very struggly St. Louis side, confidence of 4.
This is one of those teams where you kind of put an asterisk where like St. Louis has only lost 1 game, but you're sitting in 8th place. You're not winning most of those games either. You're drawing most of those games at 5. The games that you have won, you know, kind of squeaking by. As Bobby said, they beat Austin last week, which isn't really saying much, and it was a 1-0 match. And it was a game, and I think this was probably by design. They let Austin have the ball for the majority of the game. But of course, St. Louis had the better of the chances, so this was by design. Only were able to score 1 goal. So scoring seems to be a little bit of an issue here for St. Louis. And then there's Kansas City, who is pretty much on par with them. 1 point separates these 2 teams. 1 goal separates these 2 teams. Goal differential exactly the same. Only difference is St. Louis has one more draw than Kansas City. Otherwise, the records would be identical. Initially I wanted to go with the draw here, but at the end I don't know why I did this, because Kansas City as of late hasn't really been looking all that great. I think the Galaxy broke them a little bit. but I ended up just going with them simply for home field advantage. It probably should have been a draw, since both of them have high, you know, a number of draws in the season thus far. But I went with Kansas City here. confidence of 2, and probably should have been a 1, to be honest, but it's a 2. Colorado versus Dallas. Normally, I would say this is probably a skip pick or a garbage, but that garbage cup. But look out, Colorado is in 5th place, guys. And I think this is probably what's kind of hurting us in Balls and Beers is that our biases in the last, you know, 6 seasons are kind of materializing. Top 5 in the West: Galaxy, Vancouver, Houston, RSL, and Colorado. I guarantee nobody in their wildest dreams would have picked those teams as a top 5 through 2 months of MLS play, while Dallas, Seattle, and Portland are down at the bottom. So maybe that's what's kind of factoring in here, that our old biases are kind of like, you know, seeping through. Dave, what do we say about this game?
I think that Dallas is down in the dumps and Colorado is going to win this game. I have a confidence of 3.
I'm going to continue my draw picks here. I'm going to go with another draw, confidence of 2.
Dallas is very much down in the dumps. Colorado in 5th place, 3 points behind the Galaxy. And again, still very early, so you know everyone's still very much bunched up. No one is pulling away, and it's MLS. It's going to hard to pull away anyway. But Colorado's at home and showing me that, hey, they can do some damage. Got a draw against Miami. Granted that they were still in Champions Cup, but they got a draw against Miami. Beat the snot out of San Jose on the road. Beat LAFC. You know, they beat RSL on the road. I think the only hiccup that it's not the only loss that they have, but the only real hiccup is coming out of the gate. They stumbled mightily against Portland when they lost 4-1. We're like, oh, looks like Colorado is still Colorado. They're not actually not good. Well, ever since then, not bad. Not bad. Against a very bad Dallas side? Yeah. I think this might be the first time ever that I'm doing this. Maybe except for that. Maybe, what when was it? 2021 or 2019 where like they won the Western Conference? Maybe at some point during that season I did it one time. But it's been a long time. I am locking Colorado to win a game. Yep. 5 on Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like I said, maybe that year that they surprised everybody, but it was such a surprise that we were expecting him to go down. Maybe at some point I locked Colorado, but I can't remember it. So, yeah, there it is. I locked Colorado for one of the few times ever in Balls and Beers history. Now I want to look back to see how many times I've actually done that. Moving on. LAFC versus the New York Red Bulls. Now, there hasn't really been a game here that kind of sticks out like, boom, game of the week. If I really had to just kind of like going up, maybe Atlanta-Cincinnati, maybe is probably the most intriguing, you know. LAFC-New York, if LAFC was doing better, this probably would have been it, since New York is sitting at the top or near the top of the Eastern Conference. Not so much this time. David, what do you say?
Yeah, I do think that this is a very intriguing game. I think this is going to be interesting for sure. LAFC is struggling. They're not great this year. New York Red Bulls, however, on the up, and I think they're going to steal a win at BMO. I think they get confidence of 3 from me.
Yeah, I mean, look, New York has been doing well. I don't know. I'm not super impressed by them. Last week they had a draw against Chicago at home. They couldn't convert a win on that, which they should have. LAFC last week did not play, so they had a bye week, so they're going to be a bit fresh at home. I'm going to have to give this to LAFC, confidence of 3.
Well, LAFC did not have a bye last week. They ended up drawing to Portland. They could not beat a 10-man Portland
totally
side.
Missed that.
A bad Portland side.
Yeah, so that's not the case there. I think New York, yeah, they fumbled, but I kind of called it that, like, they probably should be beating Chicago easily, but they're probably going to fumble that. Ended up being a 0-0 draw. So, yeah, they kind of did fumble that in a way. LAFC, I believe, are still unbeaten at home. It is one of the tougher places to play. They do play a lot tougher at home. Yeah, they're a stingy team there. So it is a tough game for the Red Bulls. But I think if, you know, the Galaxy went in there, didn't play their best game and still could have came out with a result, if New York plays half decently, they should be able to get a result here. I'm not seeing too much from LAFC. And like I said, I'm liking what New York is doing right now. I think New York does get a victory at Bowel Movement Older Stadium. So we're going to go with the Red Bulls here. Confidence of 2. Seattle versus Vancouver, one of the Cascadia Cup rivalries. Bobby, what do you got?
Dude, I can't tell you. I mean, Seattle is such a disappointment. but I can't pick them. I can't pick Vancouver over Seattle in Seattle. I just can't. I don't know why I can't, but I can't. Even though Seattle sucks, I'm gonna go with Seattle. Confidence to win.
Vancouver just lost the throne of first place in the West. One of the stingier sides of the year. Seattle struggling to score goals, except for that one game. Did they put like 5 up on somebody? Who was that? I think that Vancouver gets a win here. It's a Cascadia Rivalry Cup game. Confidence 3 for Vancouver.
So, yes, Seattle very much struggling this season. A lot of injuries that they're being plagued with. Vancouver was in first place. Was leapfrogged by the Galaxy after going down to them. However, they have a game on hand over the Galaxy. So if they were to win that extra game, they would actually vault right back up into first place. Vancouver is a stingy team, but I also think that as far as being the top of the West, they're pretenders. I don't think they stay in the top, even the top 4, as the season progresses. I still think they're, you know, a stingy side. They're probably mid-table. They're probably going to end up like in 6, 7, 8. But yeah, they're playing against Seattle. Only one victory. I believe that victory was against Montreal. That's who they beat 5-0. And 3 draws, 3 losses. They haven't been doing well, as I said, really with injuries. But I read somewhere today that Joao Paulo might be back. In fact, I think I said that 100% he will be back, and I think that is a huge help to Seattle. I think that's going to propel them to actually score those goals that they've been missing. I think they've been creating here and there. They're just, ball's just not going in. I think that helps quite a bit, and I think De La Vega is rumored to be back as well. So again, you get 2 guys back that, you know, they sorely need. For those reasons alone, I'm going to take Seattle to win this game. Confidence of 2. Charlotte versus Minnesota. David.
Man, I wanted to give this to Minnesota so badly. Charlotte is, I don't know what to make of Charlotte. They got the win over the weekend. I think that this might turn into a draw. So I'm going to give them a draw. Confidence of 1.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably should have gone with Charlotte on this one. I feel like they have the momentum going their way, but I went ahead and did a draw. Confidence of 1.
These teams, at least on record, record-wise, are pretty even. Both sit with 11 points. Minnesota has only played 7 games, while Charlotte had 8 games. Charlotte is a 3-3-2, while Minnesota is 3-2-2. They seem to be pretty even. They're both sitting in 7th place in the respective conferences. By all considerations, I should probably agree with the guys here. Draw confidence of 1. But for some reason, I'm leaning towards Charlotte for some reason. I really don't know why. Huh. Maybe just home field advantage. Maybe. I don't know. But this is a must watch game if you're into beautiful looking kits. Charlotte confidence of 1. And finally, guys, our galaxy finally returned home. It seems like they haven't been home since like 2022. They take on San Jose in the 100th edition of the Cali Clásico. Who takes this game, if anyone? Mr. Galaxy, as always, we start with you.
Well, it has been a while since they've been home. It's been nice to my pockets. This Sunday, you know, there's going to be some purchases. Those damn beers. I think the best game we've had this season was when we beat San Jose in San Jose 3-1. And I have a feeling it's going to just repeat itself. We're going to see the same thing. We're going to even see it better. I highly doubt San Jose is going to come with any good challenge. They're not a good team at the moment. And we're going to be coming back with a really good positive and high momentum. And I feel like this game, we're going to see a little bit more cheekiness, a little bit more creativity. I feel like we're going to just see a little bit more playfulness in the team in this game. I hope. I'm going to go with the double down on this one, guys. LA Galaxy.
Ooh.
Oh, Bobby has not been using his double down.
That's my first one this season. Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not. It's I think it's your third.
Is it? No.
Yeah. Yes, it's your third. It's obviously been scarce, but he's got confidence in his team. David, what do you say?
Bobby. You're going to have to move over because I'm joining you right there in double down land. I think this is a confident LA Galaxy team going up against a really poor San Jose team. This is my double down. Confidence in 10, Galaxy.
Last time these teams met, it was in San Jose, and the Galaxy absolutely ran them over. Galaxy currently sitting in first place. Coming off an impressive 3-1 road win against the former first place team in Vancouver. This coming after a loss to the rival. So the question of how do they respond after their first loss to the rival is you come back and regain first place. Now you're playing against a San Jose side that has only won one game, sits at the bottom of the standings. And I mean the whole way through. They are the 29th place team. One victory, 7 losses. Guys, if there was any game that we were going to get MLS in, it's going to be this one.
100%.
I mean, it's going to be this one. The fact that we've been so down in balls and beers this year as cumulatively doing our worst performance ever, not hitting any double downs, this is a hell of a game to all agree and to put our double down on. Guys, I've also got this 10 for the Galaxy.
So no movement on this. It might as well be 0.
No, it might as well be 0. But right. The good news is we all have the utmost confidence in our team, and it's been a very, very, very long time since we were able to say that. So
an unironic double down from Lewis.
It is. It very much is. This is not a reverse jinx. This is not sarcasm. This is very much the Galaxy are good and San Jose are not. This is I don't know what the money line is, but I gotta figure the Galaxy are heavy favorites to win this game as well. I don't think anybody has San Jose like winning this game. I don't even think San Jose believes that they're gonna win this game. So, you're just hoping you don't get MLS. You're hoping that the Galaxy finish this off early. They finish their chances. We know that how they've struggled with that at home, and you're hoping that San Jose doesn't get 2 corner kicks. All right. That does it for us here in week number 9. We're hoping to, as I said, we're trying to get out of that deep hole that we put ourselves in. Come back next week to find out how we did. This is David and Bobby signing off.
Later.
Bye, guys.
And thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.